Ger danes chaveroi devar Torah. A ger could be danes chaver. In other words, one ger could be a dayan in a din Torah with another ger. Shrashi, ger danes chaveroi. Dina nefashis, mamish, the question of killing a ger, another ger could be on the bezdin. Dilo dina mamnis, afilu lucha yisro de tanan. Hakol kisher another dina mamnis. Permitted hakol asu yamal asu yiger. A regular dina mamnis, even a ger could be a dayan for regular Yisrael. So there's no chiddush. Here the chiddush is, even though for dina nefashis, a ger cannot be a dayan. That's only if he wants to be a dayan for another Jew. But if he wants to be a dayan in the case of another ger, then he is allowed to be in a dayan. Shenamar, the pasuk says like this: Soim tosa melech melech, asher yivcha Hashem lekecha boy mikerav achicha. Tosa melech melech. So dashing like this: Olechu debinan mikerav achicha. If you want to have a melech, like a din Torah upon yourself, from one Yisrael to another Yisrael, then it has to be mikerav achicha. It has to be a melech from a Jew, born a Jew, and not a ger. Avul ger, dan es chaveiro ger. But one ger could be a dayan, even for the first race, for another ger. There's that you have to have mikera achicha, born a Jew, only if it's for another Jew. But if it's for the sake of another ger, then another ger could be a dayan. A ger could be a dayan for another ger. So the Gemara, v'im hoy seima miYisrael. Let's say his mother was a regular Yisrael, then Dana Filu Yisrael, even though his father was a Goy, but I call upon him, he is a Jew, he's called born a Jew, he go after his mother, and therefore could even be a Dayan for another Yisrael also. So the Marda will inyan Chalitza, but according to Hilchas Chalitz, like we just had now, Achie Aviv Imam Yisrael, Shenema V'nikra Shmoy V'Yisrael. That you need three Dayanim, they have to be born from both parents were Jews. If even the father alone was a Goy, even though the kid is a Jew, he can't be a Dayan for Hilchas Chalitza. But Chalitza, the Pesach says, be Yisrael, Rashi says, Mashma, She Yisrael Mikol Tzdodim. From both parents, he has to be a Jew. Amar Rab, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav. Im Yov Yeliyahu, V'yoymer. Chutz in Bemanul, if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell us you should know the lach is, you're allowed to use a shul for chalitza, shame him lay, you could listen to him. Even though we had before the chatchili, you should not use a shul, but with the evidence, okay, it's good, we'll listen to him. But what about if Eliyahu Hanavi himself would tell us, Ein chutz in Besandul, that you're not allowed to use a sandal for chalitza, Ein shame him lay, we would not listen even to Eliyahu Hanavi. Shekva nogu am Besandul. Because the minigis and Klai Yisrael already, that they do use a sandal. Therefore, we wouldn't listen to Eliyahu Hanavi, if that's my carrot. For Rav Yosef, Amar Rav kind of like this, that he said over the memoirs of Amarav, like this he said it, that in Yovo, Yeliyovo, Yoimar, Ein Chotzen B'manol, Shemim Loi. If we would tell you you're not supposed to make a chalitza with a manol, we'd listen to him. Like we said before, it's only B'dievet that is good, but Lechetchila, you're not supposed to use a shoe. Because the shoe is made out of soft leather, there's a gzera, maybe either the heel will fall off. We have to be afraid, not a gzera, but we're afraid the chatchila. Maybe the heel will come off, or maybe it'll be ripped. So therefore, we're not supposed to use the shoe, the chatchila. Therefore, if Eliyahu Hanavi would say, Ein Chotzin, we would leave him. What about if he would say, Ein Chotzin b'sandol, Ein Shemim Loi? But if Eliyahu Hanavi would tell you, you can't use a sandal, that's made out of hard skin, then we don't listen to him. Why? Shekva no guam besandal. That's the minig. The minig is to use a sandal. For the Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between his two ways? He can benai your manu lechatchila. Now, if gemina is lechatchila, are you allowed to use a shoe made out of soft leather? That's naf gemina. According to the second way, you're not supposed to. According to the first way, you are allowed to. So, the Gemara, lomandiya mafu lechatchila. According to the first loshin, that's mashmi even lechatchila, at first. You are allowed to use a soft leather shoe. I have your Tanana. Now Mishnah says, Chotza b'manul chlitzosik shera. It's mashma dieva din lechatchila loy. Mashma, if you made the chlitza with a soft shoe, it's okay. But mashma lechatchila, you're not supposed to do it. Tomorrow says, no. Our Mishnah really means to say, Hu adil yafil lechatchila. It could be really even lechatchila you're allowed to make a chlitza from a soft leather shoe. Since the Mishnah later says if you only use a sock
a shoe made out of cloth, not a leather shoe, but a shoe made out of cloth, like a sock, chalitzas psula. There the Mishnah says it's no good, and that it means the wati afilu the yevet, even with the yevet, if the yevet was only wearing a sock and she took it off, that's no good. Is toninami resha the yevet? That's why it says in the resha umanul. But really, even lechatchila could be you are allowed to use a shoe. As long as it's made out of leather, as long as it's something that protects the shoe, the foot, you're allowed to use it. Now the Gemara says, "Umana lechatchila tanoihi." That I was saying is shaila. If you're allowed to use lechatchila shoe, a soft leather shoe, it's taka machlokes tanoim. The Tanya wrote like this: "Omer Rabbi Yosi, pa macha solachti lenetzivin. I once went to the city Netzivin." Motsasi Zokin Echad, I found an older person, Amatilo, and I asked him, Klumat the Bokiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, do you know about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Omar Lihain, yes, Vial Shechonu Yutadir, I'm always by his table. So he asked him, if so, Klum Royis Shechalatzta Bivama, did you ever see the way he makes a chalitza? Omar Lirisa, yes, I saw, Shechalatzabi Pomin Bamandal, so Shechalatzabi Pomin. I saw him a lot of times make chalitza. So I asked him now, the manal or the sandal, what did he use? Did he use a manal, a soft shoe, or the sandal, a hard leather shoe? Or mali, v'chicholtzim b'manal? Are you allowed to use a manal? V'yatoy yomru nola v'loy manoloy. The mashwari yelled, what? You can't use a manal. When a terrorist says noal, noal means vice versa, a hard leather shoe, and not a manal. So pshit, you're not supposed to use a manal. Or marti loy im came, maror Rabbi Meir, Loima chotza b'manach litzos k'sheira. If the way you're saying, how can Rameya said that the chlitzos k'sheira? It's according to you, even with your eyes it shouldn't be good. So I call upon him, it's mashmado that lechatchila, you're not supposed to use a manal. It's only with the evid. Reb Yaakov, I'm a mishmai, no. Chotza b'manach lechatchila. You are allowed to use a manal even lechatchila. Now, so that's the machlokes tanoim. If you're allowed to use a soft leather shoe, lechatchila not. Uman di yom lechatchila loy. The man di yom that says lechatchila, you're not supposed to use a soft leather shoe. My time, why not? Iloy me mishum de heve. Panto. Meyal. In other words, the Torah says it's supposed to take the shoe off meyal. It says. In other words, if it's loose on the bottom, that's good. But the arakto, when it's loose on top, Me'al de ma'al, that's going on top and on top. V'yatayru omer, the Torah says me'al, v'loy me'al de me'al. The Torah says you have to take the shoe off me'al, and not from my two me'als. So therefore, the reason why a manal is no good, because since you loosen, that's like the top part of it, like the tongue of it, therefore it's no good. For the Gemara, that's the pshat, ihochi, afil di'evin amiloy. Even with the evidence should not be good. If you're dashing the posik meyal, mashma the shoe has to be loosened from the bottom part and not from the top part. So even with the evidence it should not be good. It's mashma the psul mediraisa. And up until now we're only saying that lechatchila he should not use a manal. But with the evidence it's kosher. So Gemara says, Gzeira mishamana marufet. We have to be afraid that a shoe that's torn, inami mishum chatzi manal, or else you use a smaller shoe that only covers half of your leg. In other words, like we said, since a shoe, a manal, is made out of soft leather, it's very easy for it to rip. So you have to be afraid the manal's marufet is ripped, and then it's not kosher even with the evid. So even though now your shoe was good, it's tight, it's not ripped, but lechatchila you should not use it, exera, maybe you come to use the ripped shoe. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Ilav de chamise lechavivi. If not that I saw like my uncle, the cholas besandal, the yisloshinsin, I saw him make a chalitza with a shoe with a sandal that had a lot of shinsin, had a lot of straps on it. Straps is anola have a chalitza neela besandal detaya. I would have myself only use a shoe, a taya, an Arab shoe. The mehedik tvei, that's very tight even without the straps. But now that I saw him use straps, mashmi he's supposed to use a shoe that has straps on it. V'haydi dan and our shoes. Afagav yispei chumrato. Even though it has a nice knot, it's tight. Abakatrina be misna. Still, you should use straps on it. Ki hecha that heve chalitza ma'yisa. That it should be a very good chalitza. Mashmi, if it has straps on it that's tied around the body, that's better.
Like Rashi says, Ki echad teisi hi for Tishri, we want that she should come and like loosen, untie the straps for all the techlots, and then she takes off the shoe. That the chalitza malia, that's called a good chalitza. All right, we'll stop here. What are we holding here?
You're holding daf kufbeis, omer aleph. Yeah, two dots near the bottom. Simin ha-toras yevomo sandal. Omer Rav Yehuda, omer Rav. Ha-toras yevomo l'shuk. What's matter yevomo l'shuk? In other words, how does chalitza take place? B'shmitas roiv leikov. That she has to pull off the shoe, off his foot. How much off his foot? She has to pull it off roiv leikov. If most of the heel is off, if the shoe is off most of his heel, that's called a chalitza. That's what's matter the Yevamah l'shuk. She does not have to take the whole shoe off his foot. It's enough just to pull off right above the shoe off his heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ve'abakasha. It says Hutroy Ritsuyos Manol Vesandol. Oisheshomat Roiv Horegel Chalitzasa Psula. Hutra Ritsuas, Mashra of the Ritsuas, became untied by themselves. She did not untie the straps. The straps got untied by themselves. Trashishlohitirasan he. That she did not do it, but by itself, or else the Yavim himself untied the laces. Mano Vesandal. Oisheshomat Roiv Horegel. Or else roiv of his regal, it was shamat. Trasha shamat means who roiv her regal? V'ichol tzasa legamri, and she did it most of it. In other words, he pulled off roiv of the regal, and she did the rest. It's psula. So what's the biyik here? Taima deshamtahu. Mashma only because he pulled it off. Ha shamtahi. Mashma if she would push off. If she would push the shoe off from roiv of his regal, then it would be kosher. But what are we talking about here? That he pushed it off from roiv of the regal. So mashma, roiv her regal in, roiv ekev loy. We're talking about here now that most of the whole foot, the shoe came off. So it says that if he did it, it's psula. Mashma, how much does she have to do? She has to do roiv of the regal. But it's not totally in the heel. You have to do roiv of the whole foot. And we're learning before now that as long as she pulled off the shoe from off most of his heel, that's enough. And here at Smashma, she has to pull off from roiv of his whole regal, his whole foot. So Mora says, Loi, I'll tell you, Hainu her regal, Hainu roiv ekev. It's the same thing. That roiv of the regal and roiv of the ekev means the same thing. As long as roiv of the heel is off, that's enough. V'yamai korvel el roiv her regal. If it means the heel, why does it say roiv of the foot? So Mora says, the kula chayla de karya olay de chayis. That his whole weight goes upon the heel. He's the kula chayla de karya. The whole weight of his leg olay de chayis goes upon the heel. So therefore, the heel is the main part. As long as you pull the shoe off most of his heel, that's enough. Trashi de chayis means nismach loshin de chayis. Blaz. So his whole weight, his whole foot is on the heel. Therefore, solely in the heel. Verse says, Messiah Leila Rabbianai. Tarai now to Rabbianai. The Rashi says, Hodiktoni Hutra Ritsuyas. That if the Ritsuyas got untied by themselves, it's possible. The Yom Rabbianai. Bein Shehitir Hu, whether the Yovam, he himself, untied the laces. Vishom Tahi, and then she went and pulled the shoe off his foot. Bein Shehitirahi, whether she untied the laces. Vishom Atu, and the Yovam pulled the shoe off. His Chlitzas Sapsula. It's possible, it's not called a good chalitza. Ad until, shetater hi, v'tishmat hi. She has to do both. She has to untie the laces, and then she has to push off the shoe. He can't help her in untying and in pushing off the shoe. Boy Reb Yanai, karasohu maho. What's going to be the loch if the shoe is ripped? There's a rip in the shoe. He used it, she was wearing a shoe that was ripped. Shafosu unafket karasu mao. She ripped it. She didn't pull it off, but she ripped it off. She took a knife and she like cut the shoe in half, and then the shoe came off. Is that called the good chalitza or not? Shafosu mao. she burnt the shoe. She took a match and burnt the shoe. And the mele, when you burn the shoe, it fell off his foot. So, mao, is that called good for chalitza or not? So, drashi shavasu means, hashlichu gachelas ala sandal. She threw a coal on the sandal. Kishu korach baragli v'shafosoi. When the shoe was on his foot, she took a coal, a hot coal, and put it there, and the coal burnt through the shoe, not through the foot, but through the shoe at least. Burnt through the shoe. So now the shoe fell off, b'kitzer. Mao, gilu yakar yabinot vika, is the vort what she has to do is to uncover the foot. And she did it. She lamaitha ripped the shoe, so she uncovered the leg, the shoe fell off now. She burnt the shoe came off, she uncovered the leg. Oidilma chalitza binin. No, veleka. Chalitza means she has to pull off the shoe. She has to literally take the shoe and pull it off. It's not enough just to cut it and to make it fall off. But she has to pull it off. And here she didn't pull it off, so marblas batekum. That's a shayla. If this is kosher or not. Could be vecholt chalitza means she has to pull off the shoe. Boy minei Rabbi Nechemya Merabba. Shnei manolim ze agav ze mahu. Let's say the Yavam is wearing two pair of shoes, one on top of another. Mao. So Mar says, hey, Dami, what are we talking about? Ilayma de shaftiyo liluya. If you want to say she just pulled off the top shoe, vikoi tasoi, and he's still wearing the bottom shoe. For the Gemara, meyal amarachmano, v'loy meyal midemeyal. The Cholas Nola meyal raglet says that she has to take it off from his foot. And not from what's on top of the foot. So if he's still wearing a shoe, it's no good. If she takes off the top shoe and there's still a bottom shoe on him, havada, that's no good. Loitzricha, where is the case? The karise liloi that she ripped the top shoe, the shaftiyo litisoi, and she pulled off the bottom shoe, the koi loi, and the top shoe is still staying on. It's possible to rip the top shoe in order to be able to pull off the bottom shoe, but the top shoe is still on his foot. That's the shayla. Chalitza binan v'ika, is the mitzvah chalitza she has to pull off the shoe, and here she pulled off the shoe, off his leg? Oidoma maybe, gelu yakar yabina v'leka. Chalitza also has to mean she has to uncover his foot, and here his foot is not uncovered, because he still has a top shoe on him. That's the shayla.